Well, we've been talking about Hacienda Healthcare for a number of weeks now, ever since we found out that a woman who was in an incapacitated state gave birth to a child on December 29th, and the staff called 911. They had no idea she was pregnant. A man has been arrested. His name is Nathan Sutherland. He's been charged with one count of sexual assault, but now there are family members who are saying, I'm not comfortable with Hacienda Healthcare. I'm pulling my loved one out. Let's talk to one of those people, Karina Cecina. She had a daughter at Hacienda Healthcare. Karina, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
We know that you pulled your daughter out of Hacienda on January 18th. We'll talk to you about that in a second. But when you first heard about the rape, what was your immediate feeling? What went through your mind?
I was completely numb. I was shocked. I was scared. I immediately jumped into my car. I heard it on the news. It was like four or five days after the actual incident had happened. That's when I had learned about it. And so I rushed down there, and then I stayed at my daughter's bedside 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Really? You didn't leave?
I did not leave. No, I was permanently staying in her room. I was so terrified at the fact that something like this could happen at a place that used to have some really good ratings, and it just has declined in care, obviously. And who knows how long this has been going on, or if anybody else had been violated. They can't speak for themselves. So it's disturbing.
So you pulled your daughter out on January 18th, correct?
Yes, I did.
Was it because of what happened with the rape, or was it other things as well?
It was other things as well. I've been looking for a place for over 6 months for her to be able to move to, because I was having problems with dietary and mismanagement and with nurses and such. And then when this unfortunate news broke out about this poor girl, I just tried to push the issue and try to find another place. And thank God that there was a lady that was an executive director at the new facility that I moved to. She reached out to me because she saw me on the news, gave us a place, gave us a private room, gave us a private bathroom, and really nice home style type of care here that can help manage with my daughter's care.
Karina Cecina is a mom. She took her 22-year-old daughter out of Hacienda Healthcare after the sexual assault. Karina, have you had your daughter checked out? Has she medically been cleared? Do you know if anybody did anything to her from Hacienda Healthcare?
She can answer yes and no. She can't fight herself off of anybody, but I had asked her specific questions of if anybody had touched her or abused her or anything like that. And I know my daughter would immediately tell me if anything like that were to happen to her. Being a victim of sexual assault prior in her younger years, I understand that she knows that I know that I'm not going to leave her side and not believe her if she were to be violated. So I asked her all the right questions. I physically checked her out myself, and she's doing well. She's not been violated, thank God.
Good. Thank God. No question.
Yeah.
Karina, when you would go see your daughter, you would actually see the man who's behind bars now, Nathan Sutherland, at the front desk when you went to check in on your daughter at Hacienda Healthcare. What was your interactions like with him?
They were always usually pretty brief. He was always up front in the front reception area where we sign in. And he would just, you know, wave hi, how are you? How's your kid? How was work? And that was pretty much it. I always saw him doing paperwork behind the front desk, so I never really saw him wander the halls, or it's not like we made phone calls to each other. It was just a hi-bye kind of relationship.
Did you ever get the creep factor from him, and did he ever care for your daughter that you know of?
I never suspected any kind of creep fear at all, actually, because he was very well-mannered, and he, like I said, I never really passed him in the hallways or anything. He was always behind the desk, and it was always late night. And no, he had never been to the upstairs floor where my daughter was staying at. She was in the skilled nursing facility area, and he was part of the overnight crews for the ICF unit. So he was always downstairs.
We're talking with Karina Cecina. She's a mom who has taken her 22-year-old daughter out of Hacienda Healthcare.
Did it on January 18th.
Now, Karina, forgive me for the question, but are you going to sue? Are you going to look into suing Hacienda? You said that there were issues before. You said that they would give you pushback on issues that you were having. Are you looking to sue anybody at Hacienda, or do you just want to leave that all behind?
Well, I have been talking to a few lawyers. I'm trying to get the correct paperwork in order for somebody to take it for emotional distress, dietary issues, management issues. I'm trying to find somebody who is willing to take the case and move forward with it. That would be great because, I mean, I quit my job, so I don't have any means of payment at this time. But that place needs to be shut down, and I'll be the first one to jump right in on a lawsuit if there's a civil case coming up or something like that, because this has been going on too long.
I guess what I'm wondering, too, is does your daughter suffer from any kind of memory? Because does she know what happened? Does she know
in
Nathan did it? Right. Does she know what Nathan did? And has that really affected her?
She was scared. Yes, she does know what had happened, because I like I said, 5 days after the incident had happened, I ran straight over there and I had asked her all those questions, told her what was going on. We started watching it all over the news. Then I was talking to every single newscast. I was talking to CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN. I talked to Canada. I've talked to Mexico. I've talked to people in Nova Scotia. The UK interviewed me. So this is world news once it started going out. So I made sure that she understood. She's cognitive. She knows how and what things are, and she can get scared. She was terrified. You know, she didn't want me to leave her side, and I wasn't going to leave her side. So,
when you moved her, does she still not want you to leave her side? I mean, is she still kind of freaked out?
Yeah, she said she's still kind of freaked out. I still stay with her every day at this place. They gave me a bed here with her, so I can stay with her still.
Karina Cecina has joined us, and she has moved her 22-year-old daughter out of Hacienda Healthcare. And Karina, we wish the best for you and your daughter, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.